Stories from Tri-City News headlines of decades past will be a recurring feature as the publication marks its 40th anniversary in 2024. Pacific Reach is designed for the 90s, said Bob Mason, the vice president of Intrawest Development Corporation, in 1991 of his company's plan to build a new linear business park along United Boulevard in Coquitlam, between Highway 1 and the Fraser River. This park will pay attention to aesthetics. Indeed, renderings promised tree-lined boulevards, a 20-acre park along the river, jogging circuits and special security lighting. The plan presented a far cry from the 200-acre properties passed as the Terra Nova landfill. Mason said plots for new warehouses and commercial structures would range from 1 to 100 acres, and for every acre sold, the developer would contribute $1,000 to a special cultural fund to construct an arts center and other facilities in Coquitlam. The city was also preparing to study the potential for building a marina along the foreshore. Coquitlam Ald. Dave White said the project would help the city attain its goal of balanced residential, industrial and commercial growth. In 2023, Vancouver-based developer BD Living started work on its billion-dollar transformation of the old Fraser Mills property just west of the Pacific Reach Industrial Park into a master-planned community for 10,000 residents, as well as a school and 50,000 square featuring public recreation center. The company has also enlisted PWL Partnership Landscape Architects Inc. to design 16.5 acres of parkland along the river that will include 5 acres of restored natural habitat, a wharf, linear trail, playground, tennis and sports courts, an urban plaza and pedestrian, cyclist bridge over Como Creek. The city's expectations are high. "I want to give North Vancouver shipyards a run for their money," said Cowan. Matt Johnlick, referring to the renowned redevelopment of North Vancouver's old industrial waterfront next to Lonsdale Quay. The Tri-City News has covered civic affairs, local crime, festivals, events, personalities, sports and arts in Coquitlam, and Port Moody since 1983. Bound back issues of the paper are available at the Coquitlam Archives, while digital versions of several past years can be found at issue.com.